As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Has your anxiety gone up some over the past year because of COVID? Maybe your stress levels have increased. You've noticed that you are more irritable, perhaps, or more afraid. Your fear has increased because of COVID. Even if you don't normally have experienced anxiety, you probably have experienced at least an elevated level of anxiety or stress. And if you normally have anxiety, your anxiety levels have increased. Well, in this episode of the Mental Health Today Show, I'm going to talk about the effects of anxiety on your body and what you can do to feel better coming up. Welcome to the Mental Health Today Show. My name is John Cordray. I'm a board-certified counselor, and I am the host of the Mental Health Today Show, and I am so glad that you're here today. If you're a new listener, welcome. Glad that you're here. Please subscribe, and as always, I would love for you to leave a rating and a review of the show. That helps me grow and increase the ability of helping people. The more reviews I get on, let's say, Apple Podcast or whatever podcast app that you're using, helps me gain more exposure to be able to help more and more people. And I need that, and I appreciate that. So if you're new, welcome. Thank you for being here. If you've been around for a while, thank you so much for staying with me. And I hope you're doing well. And so this episode, I think, is very, very important, and one that we all need to work on. Whether you have a lot of anxiety or not, I think just these common things that you can work on will help just your overall health and stress levels. And I think it's important to actually talk about the effects of anxiety on your body. And they actually, anxiety can have physical effects. I have talked about it before, to some degree, but this episode, I want to kind of go more and more of a deep dive on what are specific things, how does anxiety affect your body, and then what you can do to help with that and to feel better. Anxiety is something that is really hard to explain to somebody who've never experienced anxiety. Anxiety is hard to describe, isn't it? It's just the way it feels. And maybe you've been in denial for a long time and you deny that you had anxiety because maybe you feel like people who have anxiety is there's some form of a weakness. And therefore, you don't want anyone to know or you don't want to admit it. And I get it. I understand that. And because our society has put a stigma on mental illness and mental health issues, and the stigma is really powerful, as if there's some kind of shame of having a mental illness. And it's not just anxiety, it could be depression or really anything, any mental illness there is a stigma, and that's one of the reasons why I want to do this show, is to help fight against that stigma. Because there's nothing that you did. Most of you have some type of mental health issue, and it's not because of something that you did or for who you are. And yet we feel that stigma. You feel the stigma of, I can't let other people know because they're going to see that I am weak. But the reality is, the truth is, mental illness is not a weakness. Just like having the flu or being physically sick is not a weakness. And for whatever reason, our society has looked at mental illness, something that has to do with our mind, as weak. And that's so backwards. Especially that there are so many people in the world today that have that has a mental illness. So there's no shame. And so I want to talk about the physical effects, because it's not always mental effects. And I think that's where the stigma comes, that there's this mental weakness in the person that creates something that's bad. And that is so far from the truth. And I want to talk about some of the physical effects that anxiety has on your body. And you probably know some of these. I've also talked about them, but anxiety can cause frequent feelings of impending doom. And therefore, you have a difficult time concentrating, because the impending doom, whatever it may be, whatever it is for you, maybe it's health anxiety and you have something wrong with your health, then you automatically go to doom and gloom, and it's the worst case scenario. Or you are thinking about something that hasn't happened yet, and it's keeping you up at night because you think the bad thing is going to happen. Anxiety tends to lead us to think the worst in situations, not the best. And that's where that impending doom, the frequent feelings of impending doom, and you can't concentrate, you can't fall asleep, you can't stay asleep, and it just is affects us physically. And then there's panic attacks. I talked about panic attacks before. Panic attacks come sometimes out of nowhere, and it can create a number of physical symptoms. And I've had clients who talk about having a panic attack, and they thought it was an actual heart attack because the symptoms are very, very similar, which includes heart palpitations, chest pain, lightheadedness. You might feel more hot, and those are things, are symptoms of a heart attack. And I had a client once that said that he almost had an accident on the highway because he was going so fast that he needed to get to the hospital because he thought he was going to have a heart attack. And by the time he got there and sat down and talked to the doctor had told him it was a panic attack. And that was a surprise to him. But he could have sworn that he was going to have a heart attack. He thought he was going to die. And then chronic anxiety. Chronic anxiety is anxiety that it's just persistent. It won't go away. And then it can lead into depression. And symptoms of depression is withdrawal from people and a loss of interest in activities that you used to love. You feel guilty. You feel hopeless. You might feel numb. So depression can be caused by anxiety, and so often depression and anxiety go together, and that's a really horrible combination, that when you have anxiety, you can also have depression. And then that can lead to headaches. Anxiety can cause headaches if you have constant worry and stress, which then can lead to irritability, which is constant worry can cloud your judgment, can cloud your overall feelings, and then that can cause you to be irritable around other people. Anxiety can also affect your heart, and there are heart palpitations, like what I was saying in a panic attack. They can cause panic attacks. They can cause anxiety to be more acute. Your heart is more rapid. You can just feel your heart beating in your chest, and that can cause you to be more sweaty. It could cause anxiety, can cause breathing problems. When you have rapid, shallow breathing, you get some problems with your breathing. And then when you have problems with breathing, and then that triggers the impending doom, and then it's a health anxiety, and you or it's a panic attack, and you think it's a heart attack, and then you just think it's going to die. You're going to die, and it just goes around and around, and it affects you physically. The other symptom or effect of your body is a loss of libido. Anxiety can decrease your sexual desire. You could lose that sense of desire because it is clouding everything, including your sex drive. We'll be back after a quick break.
Hi, this is Ross, the host of Smells Like Humans. Each week, we talk about the curious things that people do. This show is for you when you're in the mood for unscripted, lighthearted conversation, personal stories, and just a smattering of psychology and information you can use. I promise we will make your day pass a little faster and put a smile on your face. Sometimes silly, sometimes serious, but always fun. Please join us, because no matter who you are, we all smell like human. Please follow the link in the show notes.
Another symptom, I've talked about this before, is an upset stomach. You might feel nauseous. You might have irritable bowel syndrome, cause diarrhea, and that physical feeling of feeling nauseous. A lot of people, I actually did a whole episode on feeling nauseous and anxiety. That can really affect you so much. And there are lots of people who struggle with anxiety, nausea. And it's that physical symptom that is just so hard because you don't want to do anything. You feel like you can't do anything. Another symptom or effect of your body is extreme fatigue. You just feel so wiped out. Your joints are achy. You can't really, even though you're tired, you can't really fall asleep at night. But it's just that achiness all over. Anxiety can cause that. Anxiety can also increase your blood pressure and cause hypertension. And when your cortisol, which is the stress hormone, when it's continuously in overdrive and you're always anxious or extreme worry or extreme stress, it's an overdrive, and that can cause your blood pressure to rise. It could also cause your muscle aches and other pain in your body, and you just can't really explain it, but you just feel the muscle pain. And so the effects of your body is real. It is not made up. It is not because you're weak. The anxiety that you experience, if it doesn't go away, then it's chronic. And when it's chronic, it could affect your body. It could affect your cardiovascular system, your digestive system, your immune system, and it could actually weaken your immune system. It affects, or it can affect, your respiratory system. So there are so many things of our body, physical symptoms of anxiety, and how anxiety can really take over in our life. And I didn't talk about PTSD, when you have flashbacks and reliving the traumatic experience over and over again. And I've talked to many people who have had PTSD, and maybe it's, I know I've talked to several military personnel who have been in war and have seen their friends die and have killed other people, and how that then affects your overall mind, and it could cause you to be angry for no reason. At the drop of a hat, you can be so angry. And then that affects those around you. And you know, that's not necessarily a physical effect. It's more of a social effect. And anxiety can cause people to not want to be around you if you're angry all the time. And so there are many things that I just talked about with your anxiety and how it affects your body. And it is a real thing, and it's a real problem for a lot of people. So what do you do? What do you do when you have the anxiety and maybe the symptoms that I talked about, the physical symptoms of your body? You might be able to say, yeah, I have that. I've had that. I have this. What do you do to help that and increase a more calmness in your mind, therefore also causing you to have a just feeling calm all over your whole body? Well, there are several things that I would encourage you to do that you can do right now today to work on relieving this stress and the anxiety that's taken over your body. And one of them I would really encourage you, if you have high anxiety, is talk to a therapist and explain to them the physical problems that you're having. And to be able to process whatever it is that's causing you to have the anxiety, a therapist will help you get to the root cause and peel back the layers. And it might take several times, but a therapist can help you walk back, if you will, backwards to find out where is this anxiety coming from. And then when you identify where it's coming from, then you can work on specific things to feel better. And once you get to the root cause and work on that, then your body will start to feel better. And then you just will feel better overall and become more happy, a more happy person. How does that sound? How does it sound to that you might be able to be happy again and have a sense of freedom where you're not in this prison of anxiety? Because it's not who you are. Your anxiety does not define who you are. You know, imagine being able to live life again and to enjoy life without the fear of the anxiety taking over. So talking to a therapist will help you really get to the source of it. And it doesn't mean you have to talk to a therapist forever. It could be a temporary thing, and then you can go back later on and for a check-in. But talking to a therapist, journaling, I would encourage you to journal, to write down what's going on, write down your thoughts, write down what time it is you're having specific thoughts, write down the symptoms that you're feeling. So do an objective, this is what I'm feeling, this is how I'm feeling, and a subjective, this is what I'm thinking about. This is the fear that I have. And then you can ask yourself, okay, is this reality or is this not reality? Is this impending doom or is this truth? What is the truth? This is how I feel, but what is the truth? And if you were to write this down and journal it, it will help you. To be able to process it by writing is very helpful. If you don't like to write, then dictate it into your phone and you can just record it, and then you can listen to it later. But to be able to process it verbally and as well as written form can help you process that. And once your body is able to process it, you then can regulate your emotions and your anxiety. Talking to a friend is helpful. Just talking to somebody that believes in you and cares about you, and you can talk to them and share with them what you're experiencing. And then they may not have the right things to say. They may not know what to say, but you just saying, hey, I don't expect you to know what to say, but I need to be able to talk about this. Now, if you have a friend like that, then that's awesome. Utilize that friendship and just talk through how you're feeling. And then the biggest thing that you can do that's very easy for most of you is to simply exercise, to get out and walk. Go outside and walk if it's nice. Go to the gym if you need to. Get on the treadmill. Walk around your house if you can't get out. But walk. Walk or exercise is very good for you and very good for your health. And I would encourage you to do that as often as you can. It doesn't have to be extraneous exercise. Like I said, it could walk. It could be a low intensity exercise, but you're moving. Your body is moving, and that is very good for your body. Activate your brain, whether it's writing or reading. You activate your brain, and that can help. When you're focusing on something other than the anxiety will help you divert and focus on the here and now. When your anxiety is taking over, you're thinking about something that may or may not happen. It's not always, and most of the time, it's never based in reality. It's the what ifs in life that tend to create the fear. And so when you can focus on the here and now, mindfulness, this can also be called mindful exercises, like breathing or deep breathing and focusing on specific objects that you see and hear and smell and taste and touch. Those are things that can really help you stay grounded. And this is very helpful as well when you are experiencing a panic attack. And soon I'm going to be talking about what you can do to help your panic attacks. I know a lot of you struggle with panic attacks. I've talked to many people who say they don't know what to do when they have a panic attack. And so I think it'd be helpful for me to talk about that and to be able to explain specific steps that you can take when you have a panic attack. And I'll do that. I'll talk about that soon. But being mindful and staying in the here and now is very, very helpful. Getting enough sleep, if you're able to, if you're able to sleep, make sure you get enough of it. And you need to look up, according to your age, how much sleep you need. Typically, the younger you are, the more sleep you need. The older you are, the less sleep. Although you need to make sure you get the efficient amount of sleep. So if you're an older adult, 7 to 8 hours is a good, that's a good time frame. If you're younger, then you might need like 9 to 12 hours, depending on how old you are. So anxiety can have and often does have physical effects of your body. And it is true. It is not some myth. It doesn't mean that you're a weak person. Lots of people, thousands and millions of people actually suffer from anxiety. And you may not have realized that your anxiety caused some of these physical symptoms. And it does. And so I really want to encourage you to work on your anxiety, work on things that you can do to help your anxiety. And then I believe the things that I just talked about, if you work on three of those things that I've just mentioned, I think will greatly increase your calm state, and it would help you have a better life. And the most of the things I talked about are free, other than going to a therapist. but it's worth it. If you get the right therapist, it is worth the investment. And I want to encourage you to think about that. Well, I hope this has been helpful for you. You've been listening to the Mental Health Today show, and specifically this episode is how the effects of anxiety on your body. I talked about many different effects and symptoms of your physical body, how anxiety affects that. And I talked about ways and steps that you can take to work on your anxiety, to feel better. And very easy, very simple things that you can do, but you have to have a plan and you have to stick with it. You have to be, you're going to have to be the one that motivates yourself to work on it and to stay with it. And it does not happen, feeling better does not happen overnight. So it takes work, it takes time, it takes patience. And you just have to keep going. And maybe having, a walking buddy or different people, somebody that can help you, keep you accountable to work on your mental health and your anxiety. That will help you and encourage you. And that's the motivation that you need. So don't give up. If you have a lot of anxiety, don't give up. There is hope. And I want you to believe that. And even though you might have a lot of anxiety and maybe you've had it for many years and maybe it's chronic and maybe it has a lot of physical effects on your body, there's still hope. And I want you to continue every single day to do something to improve your anxiety. I believe it. I believe in you. I believe that you will get better. And I just want to encourage you to believe that too. Well, again, thank you so much for listening. If you haven't yet, please go and subscribe to my channel to follow it and to leave a review and a rating. Again, I can't stress that enough. It will really help me to help more people. It's very simple to do. You can go to my website at mentalhealthtodayshow.com. You can subscribe there, and then, or you can go to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to this show and leave a rating and review. That would be very helpful. That'd be your way of saying thank you. And this is my way of saying thank you, is to actually have my show. So I'm going to leave you to get back to what you need to do. And thank you again for listening, and keep going. You are a champion of your mental health, and I'm a champion of you. And so come back, listen again, and continue to work on your mental health. All right, everybody. Hey, take care. I'll talk to you next time, and God bless.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.